We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Manachmi Shem Chav Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyo. We're in Kinin Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Kein Stuma Sheparach Mimena Gozal Avir. Here you have a pair of birds. It's Stuma, it's undesignated. It's a Chova, Yoledes, a Zav, a Zava. And two birds there. We don't know. None has been designated Chatos or an Ola just yet. And one of the birds flew away. Osha Parach Levena Mesos. Or it's the first case, it flew up into the air, we can't find it. In this case, it flew into a group of birds, but those group of birds have to be left to die because that was a mixture, happened to be, of, let's say, a chatas that got mixed up amongst Ola birds, where we now don't know what to do with the sprinkling of the blood above or below the churas sikros. So the halacha there is that they're all left to die. Now your bird, out of your pair, one of them flew into that group. So it's basically lost also. Let's say one of the birds in the pair died. Says the Mishnah, you don't have to buy a whole new pair. Yikach zug lasheni. They're not designated yet. Just take another pair. Rather, take another bird to your pair. And the fact that the first bird is no longer, it doesn't disqualify the second bird. Be makdish another bird, make a new pair, and now I have two, and they can have, and one will be born as a chatas, one will be born as a ola. What about, though, parach levein hakrevos? Let's say this undesignated bird wasn't lost, but it flew into a group of other birds that were stumos, that were undesignated, also when waiting to be brought, also having some chatos and some olos in that mix. So the Mishnah here says, puzzle, the halacha is that it's disqualified, which means it flew in. Now, you don't know which one it is, but it flew into the new group. That bird that flew in, or it really means one bird from the new group, is disqualified from being brought because this one flew in. And uposel echad kenegdo, and it also disqualifies one bird corresponding to it, which is in the original group from where it flew, from where it started. So that's why, and the Mishnah says, Shahagosol haporech pasul, because that's the way it works. This is the famous rule, which leads to many complicated Mishnayos, and the bird that flies, haporech, it's pasul, which means it makes the new group, there's a bird that cannot be brought because this flew in, and it also pasul, also disqualifies echad kenegdo, corresponding to it, a bird from the previous group. That is the general rule. Now, this halacha really we should understand based on what we've discussed in previous Mishnahs. To take for example, you had four undesignated birds sitting in this second group, and a bird from the previous group flew in. So now we had four birds that are tukinim, or four birds that are stumos. All could be brought at that point. Two are going to be a chatas, two are going to be an ola. And now one flies in, and you have one undesignated bird, and now you have five birds. So the halacha is that you can offer four of them. Two chatas and two ola. Why is that so? So this is based on what we should know already. The four birds that we are makriv. So let's say they were all from the original group. Now it's not the one that flew in. We don't know. We can't identify which flew in. We bring four birds out of the five. So if those were two chatas, two ola, if they were the original birds, very nice. So that's two supposed to be chatas who are supposed to be an ola anyway. But let's say, though, one of the four birds that were being mocked for was really the one that flew in. And not all four originals, but one was the stranger, the one that flew in. That's also okay. Why? Because the one that flew in was also undesignated, and because it was not designated, we can bring that as a chatas or an ola. But that's provided that in the previous group, we're going to disqualify one bird. Because if we would bring all the carbonos from the original group from where this one that flew in came from, that would mean that I would be designating a bird, let's say, for example, I brought as an ola. That would make this one that flew in from the previous group automatically a chatas. So if the one is brought as a chatas, this would be an ola. So by leaving aside one bird from the previous group, post el echad kenegdo, that allows us to bring four out of the five birds in this group, even though one of those birds may be the one that flew in, because we haven't decided what bird that is, and we haven't decided what bird that is by not designating, not bringing all of the birds in the previous group, so then we're going to be covered. So that's the basic background to this halacha, and the Mishnah plays this out, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, in the next Mishnah. Ketzad, shtei nashim, lazo, shtei kinim, lazo, shtei kinim. You have two women. One had two kinim, two undesignated pairs, that's four birds, and the other also. Parach mizo lazo, so a bird flew from the first group to the second group. So now the first group only has three, and the second group has five. Posel echad b'halichaso. So what do we say? That by going from the first, flying from the first group to the second, so this bird is going to disqualify one bird, which means one bird in each group, one from the previous group and one from the second group. That's exactly what we've learned in the past. So practically speaking, what do? We are makriv four out of the five birds in the second group, which we explain why that's acceptable, and two out of the three birds that remain in the first group. And this is and that's what it means. Parach mizulazu posel echad b'halichaso. He passels one when he goes, which means one cannot be one out of the five. One can't be brought, and out of the three of the previous group, one cannot be sacrificed. Let's say though the Mishnah says chazar. Let's say a bird went back from the second group. That bird, oh, it could be any bird, we don't know, went back, flew from the second group and goes to the first group. So now we have four birds in each group. We don't know which are which. Post el achad b'chazirasa. So once again, the same halachot applies. It disqualifies one more bird in each group. That's so each group now, the one less bird are you able to bring by going back to the first group. And that which is basically the same halacha that's playing itself out again. Parach v'chazar. Let's say after this, at this point now, a bird flew from one group, came back to that group, and again flew from one group, came back to that group, and it did it many, many times. Lo ifsid klum. So nothing more has to change. Nothing more has been lost. Why? Shaharei hein, shafilu hein ma'oravos. Because even if all of the birds in the two groups were completely mixed together, and you had now eight. Ain't pachos mishtayim. So there's no doubt at least four birds, two pair, could always be brought to half chatas, half ola. And that's something that we learned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. If you have equal pairs of birds that mix together, you can be makriv half of them. And out of that half are chatas, half are ola. So therefore, you can take any of the four of the eight birds that are mixed together and offer two chatas and two ola. So that's what the Mishnah means. Parach v'chazar, a bird after what the previous case where it flew back, and now it flew from one group, came back, and flew again from one group, and came back. So it can do this many, many times. It's always that nothing is going to be lost more than we already said, as we explained in the afilu shafilu hein ma'oravos. In Pachos Mishtaim, there's never a minimum more than less than two kinim, which is four out of the eight birds, that can be offered half of those chatas, half of those ola. And if this is confusing, it's supposed to be, and there's more to come.